Manuscript Releases, Volume 13, Mr. Number 1046. Procedures involved in publishing, audio. I received and read your letter, and am more sorry than I can express with pen and ink that anything of a disagreeable character should have occurred between you and the General Conference Association or the publishers of the Review and Herald. Counsels to Writers, pages 152-157, quoted. On page 157, the following statement was omitted. You have been deprived of your temporal eyesight, but if you have bought the spiritual eye salve from the heavenly merchantman and anointed your eyes that you may see, your spiritual light will be of far more value to you than gold and silver and precious stones. Brother Q, time is short, very short, and every true child of God is to be vigilant, wide awake, and not to be found for one moment on the enemy's ground. My brother, you have need to exercise your mind most earnestly to gather with Jesus Christ in order that Satan shall in no case use you to advance his own interest, and you destroy yourself. You may think that you have reason to be angry because you have not been treated properly and justly in the past, and that you will not submit to this restriction or to that. My brother, whatever you may think about the matter, I will say that you have not been right in the temper of your spirit and actions. There is a work that you can do for yourself that no other one can do for you. You are to let the tenderness of Christ into your own soul. You have no righteousness of your own on which to stand, and therefore Christ became your righteousness. You need to be continually clothed with the righteousness of Christ. You need to bear in mind that you are a child of God, and that you are to possess a tender, kind, patient spirit. Look closely that selfishness and covetousness shall not abide in your soul. The only reason that you or I shall be able to give for our salvation, if we are saved at last, will be, Christ died for me, and his blood cleansed me from all sin. Your heart must be touched with the subduing love of Christ before you will attain to the perfection of Christian character. Your experience is lacking in spirituality. I feel a deep, earnest interest in you, my brother, and desire that you may have a different experience. It savors too much of self, and too little of Jesus' love and tender compassion. There is need of your seeking the Lord more earnestly, perseveringly, and believingly than you have done. Since my first acquaintance with you, I have felt an intense interest that you should see the King in his beauty, behold the earth made new, and be eternally saved in the kingdom of God. My brother, Jesus is a complete Savior, and I desire his joy to be in you, that your joy may be full.